We're going to continue with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call, and we're pleased to be joined by Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
Frank, thank you for your time, and obviously disappointing afternoon in Athens on Saturday with the setback against Northern Illinois. When you looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Bobcats.
Mixed review. We played well the first half, really on both sides of the ball. Special teams, we had a mishap there that cost us 7 points with a blocked punt, which is normally, a strong part of our game, all special teams. So that was discouraging and got us off to a poor start. But we rallied in the first half and took a fairly decent lead into the locker room. Second half, a different story. I didn't think that we played well either quarter on defense in the second half. Offensively, did not play particularly well in the third quarter, but came back and played well in the fourth quarter. So we're not playing a complete football game in terms of both sides of the ball, and that's something that we're working on trying to get changed.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you look at the game on Saturday, really a tale of the two halves. In that second half, what was the struggle for your defense specifically in that second half?
Well, probably a combination of things, but one thing that we're looking at is trying to give some of our guys a little bit more of a break. Some of those guys are taking an enormous amount of snaps in a game, and that can have a wear down effect on you, of course. And so we need to look at opportunities to give those guys some less snaps and get other players involved.
You turn the page and you look ahead to.
We're also looking at our schemes and how we're calling things and whether or not we need to make an adjustment there.
When you take a look, you have another opportunity with a home game, but Kent State coming in this coming Saturday. When you turn the page and look forward to Saturday, talk about what your expectations are and what you want to see from your Bobcats to erase what happened on Saturday when you faced Kent State.
Well, our expectations are to play four quarters of football, which we've not done. We did that at Buffalo, but there's been other games this season where we have not put four quarters together like we should and need to. Kent State is a very quick and physical defensive football team, so it's going to be tough to put points on the board against these guys. They've got 16 total sacks so far, tied for something like 35th in the country and passing yards per game. They're ranked 42nd in the country defensively. So, that's something that you're going to have to deal with as you go through the game. They're not exceptionally big across the board defensively, but they are extremely quick and very, very physical group. Offensively, the thing that they do a great job of is take care of the football. They're fifth in, or they're tied for, I think, ninth in the country in terms of turnovers given up. So they take great care of the ball, and we have not been great at producing turnovers. So, that's a situation that we've got to get resolved. So a lot of things we can improve on.
For you, seeing consistency across the board, you mentioned playing four quarters of football, obviously has been a challenge at this point. What steps are you going to take this week to try to get back to playing four quarters?
Well, I just mentioned that. We're gonna attempt to play more players and not get as many reps and get our defense wore down in the second half, which is seemed to have been a problem. Obviously, you look at your offense, are they three and out and putting your defense right back on the field? That's not the case. So, you know, our offense has gone on long drives. They've been doing their share of time as far as possession goes. So it's not that the offense is throwing the defense right back out there on the field. We just got to get more three and outs from our defense.
Quarterback Nathan Rourke, obviously a productive day on Saturday. Talk about his play so far and where you see Nathan in leading the offense.
He's been very good. Obviously, this this past game did a lot for us in terms of point production, both running the ball and throwing the ball. So I've been real pleased with what he's been all about and how he's handled, you know, the season up to this point. So we couldn't ask any more of him. We just hope he continues to play the way he has been.
Well, Frank, we'll let you get back to preparation for Kent State. I want to say thank you for your time. I'm going to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats in that contest in a 39-36 loss to Northern Illinois. In that contest, quarterback Nathan Rourke, 19 to 31 passing for 258 yards and two touchdowns, adding 80 yards on 12 carries and another score, and also caught a receiving touchdown in that contest. For Ohio, they will be hosting Kent State this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at noon Eastern and available on CBS Sports.